Oh, let's bring him on now, the head coach of Minnesota United FC. That would be Manny Lagos. He's been around Minnesota soccer for a long, long time, and maybe one of the – I don't want to call it a watershed moment for Minnesota soccer, but maybe it is. Miguel Obara headed to Club León of Liga MX, reportedly a seven-figure transfer fee involved in this one. Manny, how's it going? I have to imagine a day with you know, positive and negatives here. You lose a guy you've had for a long time, and you help the club out from a financial standpoint.
Yeah, I think it's obviously an exciting day, first and foremost for Miguel. You know, personally, you know, it's been a joy to work with him. He's a great young kid. He's a kid that you certainly enjoy watching him develop and grow on the field, but they're also to see him kind of grow into a professional soccer player and then to, you know, be called on the national team to always respond to these new stresses he's always had. It's been exciting.
Now, he was a best 11 in 2013. He was the MVP of the league in 2014, 9 goals. And 9 assists. How long has there been interest from Club León? How many clubs were in the running to try to get Miguel? Where were these suitors coming from?
Well, you know, it's for the most part, you know, the interest was coming from Mexico. As Miguel started to do really well last year and he started to do well in national team camps, I think it raised some eyebrows that, you know, second division soccer in this country is growing and getting better and better. And ultimately, this is the evolution of finding players and developing players. I think it's going to be an exciting time where we're going to keep doing that. And I think Miguel's success at the national team combined with his you know, Mexican heritage, his parents were born in Mexico, I think, you know, raised some eyebrows of teams in Mexico that saw that connection. And as they started to follow Miguel, I think we started to open up a dialogue with certain teams. I think it's important, though, to note that, you know, we weren't and not necessarily are interested in selling our players. We're not a selling club. Just, you know, today, and I think in the long run for the sporting environment of our club, this is an exciting day because the situation where we felt it was the right time to maybe let Miguel go, and Miguel really at this time in his career felt like it was the right time for him to try to move on. So I don't think it always works out in such a positive fashion as it did today, but today was definitely an exciting day for the sporting business.
Now, you mentioned that windfall for your club. According to reports and sources within the organization, as the Minnesota Tribune reported, this is a seven-figure deal. Can you confirm that?
You know, I can't officially confirm anything. I can just tell you, you know, like I said, we valued Miguel and we weren't necessarily a selling club. We just had to make sure it was the right time and place. And frankly, finances do come into play with all the situation in terms of what we're trying to do, both short and long term. But ultimately, too, we think it's important because it sets a tone for us trying to bring in players that we say we are going to try to do the best for you within the framework of what's good for our club. And like I said, the nice thing about today's situation and deal is that I think it's a win-win.
You mentioned all this interest that he's gotten from Mexico. Was there any MLS teams that have reached out and maybe been part of conversations about trying to acquire him?
Yeah, there have been, you know, over the years, and, you know, Miguel's been doing well for our team for several years, and like I said, it becomes a little bit of an honest dialogue just about our uniqueness of our club and our ownership group in terms of what our goals, and, you know, we're trying to build a core of players, and we still are, and I think we're going to react really well, although we're going to miss Miguel immensely. I think we're going to react well to the situation because we do really feel like it's the right time for him to move on, and we feel like we have the right pieces in place to absorb a loss like Miguel. So in the past, when MLS teams have come, we maybe didn't have that same feeling.
Now, give us a little bit of a scouting report from someone here that, you know, obviously you've seen his rise to NSL, you've seen the improvement, you've seen him get into the U.S. national team. I think sometimes part of the reason why people are so fascinated with Miguel is if they haven't seen a Minnesota game, they haven't seen him a ton with the U.S., and there's kind of this aura around him. So give us the scouting report on your end and maybe what you expect from him in Liga MX.
Yeah, so I think first and foremost, he's fast. He's crazy, kind of quick fast, and, you know, he's not a big guy. And so right away you see that speed. But I think if you peel out the layer a little bit, his recovery to be fast again is really, truly remarkable. He's one of those guys who, you know, can use fitness to such an advantage in a game that requires so much fitness. And he's so good at recovering to do a type of run or a type of defensive closing or a type of play where the team just needs to pick up that tempo and energy that I feel like is a quality that very few players have.
And he's clearly been improving over the last few years. What's he really added to his game? And maybe what do you think he's focusing on that he still wants to develop in his game?
Yeah, I think that's a good question because I think it just, you know, you can be fast on the field. You can be quick. You can be good defensively, but particularly if you're going to be an offensive player, you have to somehow make that turn into points. And I think if you look at his stats over the years, every year we've kind of tweaked to try to push him to use those qualities to get better. And you know, just scoring the goals and assists like he did last year, becoming MVP, is an example of him evolving and getting better and now really becoming more of a dangerous threat on the field at all times.
Now you mentioned this changing things for Minnesota United. You're proving to your players as well that, hey, we'll do the best thing for you as well, you know, as we keep our own interests in mind as well. How does Miguel's time at the club maybe change Minnesota United FC? How did it change maybe the perception? Because not only is he going to Liga MX in this very high-profile deal, but we mentioned the U.S. national team, and it's really kind of – it's shined a spotlight on the club that maybe hadn't been there before in that sense, in that competitive on-field sense.
Yeah, I mean, it's – if you look at Miguel's trajectory with us, so we went through times without an owner, and Miguel was on our team, and we had a group of players that were very successful, winning a championship, getting to the finals next year. As we built into getting an ownership group, that transition of working with a new group that's given us a vision, that's given us way more resources, that's still a difficult time period. And again, people like Miguel to really absorb the vision of the new ownership group, absorb that we still have to do well on the field, you know, winning the regular season title last year, doing so well at those little things. And then ultimately, we all know this, when we do well in the field and you put every single ounce of energy of heart and soul in the game, your fan base believes in you, believes in that. And Miguel did that every day and did that every game. And he also spread that through our team. So other guys are doing that now. And now not just on the field, but now you see a bigger and bigger fan base in Minnesota. You see bigger and bigger people wanting to have the feeling of watching Miguel and see how much he cares and tries for the team in Minnesota. So, you know, again, a special run for him and a special time where he is one of, I would say, a lot of individuals on the team that really helped. But certainly he should take a lot of pride as he leaves Minnesota in terms of how he's helped the team grow and get better. And then he's got a lot of fans, too, who really love him because of his heart was definitely for Minnesota and the badge.
I have to imagine it's hard for them to see him leave at this time, but everybody gets opportunities they can't turn down. Same for the club. Of course, you mentioned that growth, Minnesota United FC, that's going to be joining MLS here fairly soon, I should say. What are the preparations like, Manny, right now? What are you guys doing? What's in the works? How do you get ready for the next couple of years?
You know, the transition is going to be interesting because we really feel like we have a lot of pride and excitement both on and off the field. And the goal for us is to be able to continue to push the envelope to get better in both aspects. And so I'd start with off the field. You know, we've sold out every single game this year. This weekend is going to be a nice special sellout, particularly now this will be Miguel's last regular season game. He will come back on July 18th and play for Lyon for a half and then a half for us and a friendly. Up at the National Sports Center in Blaine. But this week it'll be kind of a farewell, real competitive game for Miguel. And then, you know, on the field, this is a big day for us too because we're still really going to try to make sure we build on the core that we have and really try to grow as a team. So make sure when we're going to MLS, we've got a group of players that we think can compete at a level that can make us enter the league, maybe with another expansion team.
And you mentioned that friendly, which I think is a little bit interesting. He's going to play a half for either team. Whose idea was that? How did that come about?
You know, it was one of the nice things when you do these deals when you negotiate them. So it was something that I thought would be special and nice. And ultimately, because the friendly became part of the deal, it was very easy to kind of put that in there.
There you go. Miguel Ibarra playing on two sides. He's got his history with Minnesota United FC. Still has another game to go with them, as Manny Lagos mentioned there, but then he'll be headed to Club Leon and Liga MX. I'm sure a lot of people up here up north interested to see how he will do. He is not, however, on that Gold Cup provisional squad, Manny. Can you give us any insight into maybe why that might be? Was that related to this move? Do you know?
No, and, you know, they're two separate things completely. So I obviously been you know, at times speaking with Jurgen Klinsmann about Miguel and about how he's doing in the national team and making sure, you know, he's doing well and pushing himself. So, no, I don't have a lot of comments on that. Ultimately, I think all of players who go into camp and push themselves, you know, they have different moments where they do well. And hopefully this will continue to push Miguel in the forefront of the national team and get better and represent our country hopefully even more.
There you go. Another step forward in the career of Miguel Ibarra and another step forward for Minnesota United FC. Manny Lagos, head coach of Minnesota United FC on the line. We thank you for your time, Manny. Hopefully we'll be touching base here soon again.
Yep. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.